Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. This will be a relatively short podcast as we'll go only to the very end of Ayin Vav Amud Bet. Looking at Mishnah Dalad and He of the fourth chapter, continuing with the topic of Yuchasim. Hanosei Isha Kohenet, if a man marries a Kohenet, and this is now a Kohen marrying her. To make sure the Yichus is correct, we will find out later that this entire Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and only under certain circumstances Chachamim would agree. You have to check back four mothers, Shehen Shmona, that means a total of eight women, to make sure that they are all kosher l'kahuna. Ima, the girl's mother, the em ima, her maternal grandmother, the aim of the ima, and the mother of her mother's father, the ima, and that one's mother. So you're going back four generations. I listed it on the paper, mapped it all out. Also, the aim of viha, her father's mother, the ima, and her mother, the aim of the aviha, and her father's mother, the ima, and her mother. So you end up going back four generations in both directions. Basically, there are four women and their mothers, as it were. Actually, not exactly, because one of them is father's mother, her mother, grandfather's mother, her mother. Okay. Now, Leviva Yisraelit Mosifin Alei Norachat. When it comes to checking out a Levia or Yisraelit, a non-Kohenet, you have to go back one more generation to make sure that the Yichus is correct. That's Mishnah Dalad. Mishnah Hey. Meaning, once we know that an ancestor was doing avodah on the mizbeach, that's good enough. Or if we, in the case of a Levi, we know that an ancestor was singing on the duchan in the Beit Hamikdash. In any case, Kohen Levi Yisrael, we know that an ancestor was a member of the Sanhedrin. That's good enough. Or if we know that his ancestors, her ancestors, were either Shotre HaRabim, which turns out to mean members of local municipal courts, or Gabayet Staka collectors on behalf of the community, not behalf of themselves, Misi'in L'Kuna V'Encirch L'Vdok Acharen. They can marry into the Kuna, and there's no more checking needed. We'll see in each one of these cases why this is a surefire guarantee. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he adds, Af Mishahya Chatum Eir Be'erche HaYishana Shel Tzipori. In Tzipori, which was Rabbi Yossi's town, they used to sign that any dayan, anybody who was a member of the court in Tzipori, was signed on and was testified as to his yichus was attested to, and that was their Erchei HaYishana. He had one more. Af Mishaya Muchtal Beisrat Yashamelech. Anyone who was written in the Israt Yashamelech, and we find that that means he was a member of the officers in David's army. Okay, Mishna Benashi Debadkinan. The first question is the most basic one, which is why do we only have to check women out and not check out, meaning the mothers, and why don't we check out the fathers? Mishna Begavri Lobadku. The answer is fairly sociological. Nashi Dechiminsu Badadi, when women fight with each other, what do they pull out of the hat and accuse each other of? Ba'arayo to the Minsu. They throw at each other accusations of being of lack of fidelity. But if it turns out that there's bad yichus in the family, that's not something they bring up, so you won't hear about it. So therefore, it could be that there's a woman who really has shady yichus, and you won't have known about it. Therefore, you have to check. But when men fight with each other, they call each other a mamzer, an eved, this or that and the other. And therefore, if it turns out there really is a problem there, we all know about it. So therefore, if a girl comes from a family and we haven't heard anything on the men's side of a problem, then we know we would have heard about it. Therefore, we only have to check the women. Now, why doesn't the woman have to check out a Kohen and find out what his mother and his mother's mother, etc.? Messiah Rav, this supports Rav, the Amr Vihudam Rav, this we thought on a third parakle. Women were not banned from marrying psulim. The ban is in the opposite direction. So Kohanim can marry a halal, etc. Therefore, there's nothing for her to check. Rav Anabar Avatani, he had a different version of the Mishnah. Arba Yimahot Shem Shtei Misrei. Our Mishnah said four, which are eight women, identified who they are. He had four, which are 12. We'll see what that means. Manita Tana Dalani Mahot Shem Sheishesrei. A braita goes even further. It says four mothers which are 16. So evidently they're counting mothers in every direction, including the father of this girl's mother, and the father's mother's mother, and the father's mother, etc. Now, Bismal of Adabarav, I understand the position of one that's 12. Moki la bilavia bat Yisrael. That could be referring to the end of the Mishnah, which talked about Levia bat Yisrael, that you go one generation, one extra generation back. And that gives you now 12. Manita nema pliga, perhaps the Braita disagrees with our Mishnah, because it had four which are 16. So lo, my orachat, the Braita simply interprets our Mishnah differently, and says, what's the orachat? Zugachat, meaning that for a Levi Yisrael, you have to go back and add one pair on each side, which is going to end up with 16, as opposed to 8. Okay, I'm Rehuda Marav. Zudivir Meir. This is the thing that in our entire Mishnah is the authorship of Meir. Halachachamim orim kol mishpachot b'chezkat kashrut enemdot. All families have a chezkat kashrut. You don't have to check anything. There we go. Einiv, Amarav Cham Barguria Amarav. Wait a second. Rav himself said, Mishnatenu k'shekorei alav yirer, that our Mishnah is only in a case where somebody's challenged the lineage of someone, but not stam. So how can you say it's only Meir? The answer is man matniha lo matniha. The answer is there's two ways to read the Mishnah, and Rav explained them both ways. So one student, Rav Cham Bar Guria, said that Rav taught that our Mishnah is only in case of response to a challenge, and on the other hand, Rav Yehuda said that Rav said, and this is also true, that our Mishnah is only the approach of Rav Meir. Chachamim say that we assume kashrut. All right, so now Ika da Amri, some people put them together. Amr Yehuda, Amr Rav Zudar, Amr Racham Amrim, Kol Mishpachot Bechezkat Kashrut En Undot. Racham Magri Amr Rav, Im Korei Alan Yireh, Tzarek Livdok Achareah. So it all works together. That Chachamim said, you don't need to check. However, our Mishnah could be used when there's a challenge, so then we check four mothers back, or if someone is Mitzveach, Tuchan, Sanhedrin, etc., then there's no need to check either. That is a response to the challenge of legitimacy. Now, we don't check beyond the Mizbeach, my timer. What's that? The reason, because if they had not checked this guy out, or his mother, then they would not have brought him up to the Mizbeach. In other words, the Mizbeach itself, and he has a threshold of lineage purity. You can't work there, so once you work there, that's an indication. Same thing. My time at Amar Mar Shesham Yushvim Miachsei Kuna Miachsei Leviya. Sham meaning in the Lishkat Hagazit, there are people who were genealogical experts who would go through and identify everybody's lineage and would not let anybody come to the Duchan, or of course to the Sanhedrin, unless they were properly checked out. V'lom Sanhedrin Lamala. My time. Why is that? Tani Rav Yosef Kishem Shebeitin Menukim Yitzedek. Just like members of the Beitin have to be ethically pure. So they have to be pure from any blemish, meaning a blemish in their ancestry. Maremar Mikra, what's the pasuk that supports this? Kulach yafar ra'ayatu mumen bach. Although generally we look at Shir HaShirim as being an allegory for the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael, in many of the cases, the descriptions of the beautiful girl are taken as descriptions of components of leadership in society, including sometimes Moshe and Aharon, sometimes the Melech, but sometimes the Sanhedrin. You are beautiful without blemish. Now, emamuma mamish, maybe that even in the allegory, maybe that means that nobody in the Sanhedrin has a broken leg or a twisted face or anything. How do we know that it means ancestral purity? When Moshe has the 70 elders join him as per HaKadosh Baruch Hu's solution to Moshe's frustration, he says, they will stand with you. What's imach mean? B'dom imach. They have to be like you. Ideas, just like you're miyuchas, they have to be miyuchas. Maybe in that case, they had to be like Moshe because they're going to experience a revelation of the Shekhinah. That doesn't mean that every member of the Sanhedrin always had to be on that level of ancestral purity and clarity of lineage. This goes back to Yitro's advice to Moshe about a court system. And he says, they will stand with you, and they will ease things for you, and bear the burden with you. What does with you mean? They have to be like you. So that means any member of the Sanhedrin has to have, and not only an ethical purity, but also an ancestral purity like Moshe. Now, kol mishulzuku avotav mishotrei harabim. So we see that, what we don't allow judges to come from psulim. Anybody can be a dayan for dinei mamonot, for civil law and criminal law and, shall we say, civil law and contract law. But not everybody can be a dayan for a capital case. What's including? What's not included? Even a mamzer could be a member of a beit din. So Rabbi Abi Yerushalayim, Rabbi says, yeah, in Yerushalayim, though, they were very careful that only Ksherim would be on the beit din. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yosei, Rabbi Kedusha de Beit Levi, be Yerushalayim. Okay, so now if somebody was had ancestors that were members of the local beit din in Yerushalayim, that was good enough also. The Gabbai Tzedaka also. Misim, why my time? Akevan de Minsu Bahadi Inshi, because they're always acting adversarially with people. Amar Mashkinim Al Tzedaka. They even can take a collateral for collection of tzedakah. If the Beit Din or the Tuvei Ha'ir set whatever it is, one zuz, everybody has to give, or whatever the amount is, everybody has to give, and the Gabbai Tzedakah come to collect, and you don't have it, so they could take something from your house, they could seize it, in order to make sure that you paid tzedakah. Vafilu Be'er of Shabbat, they can even come in on Friday afternoon and take something you need for Shabbat to make sure you give it tzedakah. Which means they're always going to be in a contentious environment, which means if they really had a psul, eat like kola. Somebody would find it, somebody would yell at them, somebody would find some reason to say, oh, you're a mamzer, you're a this, you're a that, and it would come out. The fact that it hasn't come out indicates that there really is no lineage skeleton in their closet. Now here's a story. Ushpezichne drav adabar ahava, his host, Giora Ahava, was a ger. Vave kaminsi ihu v'rabibi. He and Rabibi were fighting. Marmar ana avina swaruta demata. I want to be in charge of the city, sort of like the clerk of the city. Marmar ana avina swaruta demata. And he said, I'll do it. Atul the kamen of Yosef. So they came to Rav Yosef. So amar lahu, and he said to them, Tanina somtasim alach hamelach mikaravachecha. The Torah says when you place a king, the king has to be from among your brethren. Meaning, kol mesimot shata mesim lo yeh ela mikaravachecha. Any appointments that you make for a public position must be from your brethren, which means Rav Bibi's the man. Rav Ada Barava, who was the guest, who was who stayed at the home of this ger, he wanted to champion his cause. He said, "Afili momi Yisrael? What, even if the mother's me Yisrael?" So Malar of Yosef said, "Imomi Yisrael, mi karvacha chakarina be." That's called your brethren, which means that now it's an equal playing field. So whatever of Yosef rule, Hilkach Rav Bibi, the Gavra Rabba, who he's a Talmid Chacham, Leayin B'mila Dishmaya, he'll be in charge of the religious welfare of the city. Omar Leayin B'mila Dimata, and this guest, who is more pragmatically involved or more familiar with commerce, he'll be in charge with the fiscal matters of the town and other such things. Amar Abaye, Hilkach Man de Mishri Tzuv Mirabonin Be'ush Bezichnei. Anybody who sees a shliach tzibur, shliach of the beitin, sorry, or talmid chacham, with his host, vashrek rav idi barava, make sure you have somebody like rav ada barava. Diyad v'mahapech lezchute. Look at how he saved this guy. So if you're going to have a talmid chacham be your guest, make sure you have somebody like rav ada barava who can help you out. A little piece of advice. Rabbi Zera metapel behu. Rabbi Zera used to engage the gerim and find ways to give them positions of prominence. Rabbi Avua metapel behu. That's one particular direction. But Ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael, afilu reish kure lo mokmi minayu. They would not even allow them to be in charge of the measures in the marketplace. In Nahardea, afilu reish garguta lo mokmi minayu. In Nahardea, they wouldn't even allow them to be in charge of irrigation or anything. They wouldn't put them in any position of supervisory anything. And this reflects the tension that exists in Chazal about our attitude towards gerim, which we've already seen several times in this parak. Okay, Rabbi Yossi said that even if someone was signed on to the register in Sipori as a dayan, then that's good enough. I'm sure. Yeah, why? My taima daiki umachtami. They are very, very careful who signs, and to make sure that the people are miuchas properly. And the last thing in the Mishnah is Rechanan Gona said if you're signed on as Zrati Shomalach, that means that you were among the officers of Beit David. Yosef Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports that? Yachsam mitzvah b'melchama. In the pasuk on the page, you see that there were mityaches, which means that they had a clear lineage in the army. The time of Mai, what was the reason David insisted on having colonels and captains, other officers who were miuchas, miuramarav, kadesh teilet, zchutan, uzchut avotam esayatan. So they would have the zchut of their ancestors helping them out in war. Is that really true? Va'ika tselek ha'amoni, among the officers of David, we have tselek, who is called ha'amoni, so we think he's from a foreign nation, and he's somebody who can't marry into the kahal. So my love, da'ati mi'amon, isn't he an Ammonite? Lo di'ati v'amon, he lives in Ammon. Va'ika uriachiti, and this of course opens up a very big Pandora's box in the whole story of Bathsheba. The reading uriachiti here is somebody who is a descendant of Bnei Chet would mean, of course, he is one of the seven nations. So my love, da'ati mi'chet, lo di'ati b'chet, he lives in that area. It's of course very difficult considering that his house is in Yerushalayim, as we all know from the story of David and Bathsheba. Va'ika Itai Hagiti. Itai Hagiti was one of David's friends who went with him when he left Yerushalayim running away from Avshalom. V'chitei machinam di'ati b'gat. You think he lived in Gat? V'amar Av Nachman, Itai Hagiti ba uvitla. He said that Itai Hagiti, in Avodah Zarah, said that Itai Giti was an Oved Avodah Zarah, and he was the one who went to Ammon when Yoav conquered it, and was Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah, Avateret Milkom. And so you see that he did not live in Gat. He was really a member of the army and went around. He was really a Giti. We also have this. He had 400 young men. They were all children of Yifat Toar, of women taken in war. They would put their haircuts in a particular, this is really a Greek fashion, they would do their hair in a very fancy, it's really a fashion the Greeks had developed as warriors. They'd sit in golden chariots, they'd lead the army out. And Bale Egrofim Shal Beit David, these were the guys with the strong fists of Beit David who would attack the enemies. So you see that David had people among his officers and his leading soldiers who were not miuchas. The answer is that was Levute Alma. They went ahead to frighten everybody with their hair and with their golden chariots and with their looks and their fists and whatever else. But actually going into war were only the people who were miyuchas. Okay, we'll pause at this point. And Yitzhak Hashem in the next podcast, pick it up at Mishnah Vav, which begins at the very top of Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful day.